ever take any sort of complementary therapies, Anna? Any sort of, I don't know, Reiki massages or homeopathic medicines?
I think they're a load of rubbish.
Do you?
I do, actually, yeah.
Well, apparently, lots of people don't think they're a load of rubbish, and NHS Northamptonshire, in fact, supports them and puts money into providing them for the county. They're also promoting the use of soul energy from the angelic kingdom and putting us in touch with clairvoyants who can photograph our aura. The county's Mental Health Trust put on a complimentary therapy event in Kettering this week, so we sent Matt Hewitt to try and find out what some of the treatments were and what NHS North Ants were spending our money on.
Brendan Fleming has given up his job. Instead of the typical 9-to-5, he's devoting his life to extolling the virtues of angel therapy.
Angels are just divine spirits, 100% pure light from heaven. They're all around us.
At an event organised by Northamptonshire Healthcare NHS Trust, Brendan told me if we can't see or hear the angels, that's okay.
They work through people, they work through animals. They may appear through somebody in the street helping you if you're shopping. That's how
they may just do that because they're nice people, not because they're angels.
But everybody has a guardian angel.
Can you sort of put your hands on somebody and angelic energy goes through you?
Yeah, it's just a very powerful high vibration energy.
Can we pick this up with scientific instruments?
Yes, science has proven that when people have the intention to do something, there is atoms that appear.
Brendan proceeded to give me some angelic Reiki. He sat me on a chair, told me to close my eyes, and put his hands on my shoulders. He said it would feel relaxing. But then, sitting still on a chair with your eyes closed often is. Brendan wasn't the only stallholder at Kettering's Cornmarket Hall to have changed career to practice alternative therapies.
Hello, my name's Yvonne Hinksman and I'm practicing neuromuscular transmission and Reiki.
Neuromuscular transmission?
It's a therapy that moves the soft tissue. Pain is often caused by your mind telling you to do something different. So by using the therapy with gentle or no touch, you can manipulate the muscle.
So you don't even need to touch them and it still works?
That's correct. The natural earth has energy linked to the person and you just make a connection through the other person's internal communication system. Well, if you don't believe it, how many times do you touch a vehicle and you get a click? You say that...
I think that's static electricity, though.
Well, it might be static electricity, but where do we coin the phrase, oh, we're on the same wavelength?
It seems there's a limit to what human therapists can do. So, bring on the horses. Jo Hawkins has been given £10,000 by the lottery for her Grafton Underwood-based horse therapy venture, Equata.
We help people with mental or social issues work through their problems because horses are true reflectors of our inner feelings.
Really?
Yes. The horses will pick that up and they will do things to try and help us.
But what makes you think that horses can sense what we're thinking inside?
22 years ago, I had a very bad car accident. 2 years after that, I copped out of life, if you like. Because I'd got the horses, it was them that actually showed me the way that I wasn't that useless, but it was just the power of the horses.
I still wasn't quite sure about why horses were so good at therapy.
We're not judgmental in any way, and nor are horses. You can talk to a horse and it's not going to tell anybody what you've said. I've reached my life's purpose now, and I want to share it with everybody.
I finished my whistle-stop tour of unconventional therapies by having my aura photographed by Lorna Stark.
I photograph your aura, your energy field around you.
And does having this energy field affect the way I'm feeling?
If you didn't have an energy field, you wouldn't exist. That is, as far as I'm concerned, your soul, your being.
Lorna could sense some of the colours in my aura already. She is a clairvoyant, after all. But just to be sure, she connected me up to her laptop, webcam and hand sensor, which used the latest Win Aura photographic technology. It was good news.
So what you're looking at on screen now is your live aura. Yours is lovely because you've got a golden orange aura. Gold is lovely, it's joy, abundance, orange is creativity, so there's a lot of fun and sensitivity.
The more I heard about my aura, the more I liked myself.
You. Green is compassionate, it's quite balanced. Green tends to be a lot of...
But hang on, could any colours possibly come up that would tell you I was a horrible person?
If I did have somebody evil, or I think you'd get very dark, muddy colours.
How do I know there's not something in the computer there that's just generating lots of pretty colours around my head?
It's been tested with hundreds and hundreds of psychics. It's got a scientific background. My experience of doing it for the last few years is that it's not been wrong yet.
Well, that's a relief. I started as a sceptic, but all the scientific language, the talk about energy and atoms, it made me sure that there must be something effective in these treatments. After all, the whole event was backed by Northamptonshire Healthcare NHS Trust. They wouldn't use public money to promote any treatments that weren't rigorously shown to work, would they?
Matt Hewitt at a complementary therapy show in 0.6 FM. First, though, we're talking about alternative therapies this morning, and especially whether our local NHS Mental Health Trust should be promoting them and spending its money on them. David Colquhoun is a professor of pharmacology at University College London. He runs a blog which investigates what he calls dubious and dishonest science, which has been visited by more than 500,000 people. Good morning to you, Professor Colquhoun.
Good morning.
Do you have any objections to any of the alternative therapies we've heard about? Angels, for example, using horses or photographing your aura?
These are absolute wonderful selection of the completely balmy fruitcake end of alternative medicine. I mean, there is a... some, you know, slightly more respectable end to the business, though most of it's just fraud of one sort or another. But angels and galactic healers and, you know, this aura photography business is a well-known fraud. It's been going for ages.
What about neuromuscular transmission? That sounds very scientific, making someone's pain go away by harnessing your inner energy, hovering your hands over them and connecting with their inner energy.
Well, actually, neuromuscular transmission is the subject of much of my work. It has a proper meaning, but this is completely unrelated to the proper meaning of the term, and it's just a fraudulent sort of con trick, really.
Could it be possible, though, that these alternative therapies help us in ways that science just can't understand yet?
There's always a placebo effect. There's always a consoling effect of talking to somebody who you think is sympathetic. And these things have been investigated to some extent in cancer patients, for example. There's a lot of work on palliative therapy. If you can't... The trouble with all of these things is they make a confusion between curing and caring. They're talking about caring, they're not talking about curing anything.
Because if it makes someone feel better, even if it's just the placebo effect, then I guess there's no harm in it, is there?
There is, because it's dishonest and it's expensive. You can have the placebo effect, you can have a caring environment that doesn't involve this completely crackpot nonsense about auras and angels and stuff.
Do you think
it's a question of ethics. You know, you have to be honest with patients. The whole movement in medicine is to be honest with patients so you can get these good effects without all this silly lying.
Do you think then that by putting on complementary therapy showcases like this, Northamptonshire NHS Mental Health Trust is giving the practitioners, for want of a better word, credence that they don't deserve?
Absolutely. It's just pure advertisement for the practitioners. And there's one good thing for the residents of Nottingham. You can see how they're going to make their savings when the crunch comes. There's a whole pile of nonsense like this which could be cut out to the great benefit of patients.
OK, there's Professor David Colquhoun, who is a scientist, a professor of pharmacology at University College London. He reckons there's no truth to any of these practices at all, the photographing of auras, the healing of angels and things like that. But Northamptonshire NHS Mental Health Trust has spent money on a roadshow in Kettering to showcase them, and they are offered in some way, shape or form on the NHS. We'll be hearing a response from Northamptonshire NHS later on today on BBC Radio Northampton.